You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Sessions with Spirit with Gene Rowe.
Gene Rowe.
Live from Facebook.com/Tarot Readings by Gene Rowe.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Sessions with Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, lovelies. It is me, Jean Rose, a.k.a. the infamous JJ, of course. Remember that tonight, guys, it is episode 15. What? I cannot. We've been doing this now for a little over 4 months. Right? I know. My gosh. Guys, tonight, and I know I don't like using words like collective or things like that. Reason being is because I feel like sometimes it just sounds like you are regurgitating Google. So I try to stay away from labels and things like that. So I would just like to begin tonight's show with a card for everybody. Yeah, I think especially going into the weekend, it's going to be especially important. That way we know not necessarily what energy to expect, but definitely, you know, what we need to think of and maybe even reflect on. I will tell you guys what, I got a package from Amazon earlier, and not to sound ungrateful, it was the thank you cards I ordered. So happy, right? But with the heaviness of the package, and I don't know if I ordered like 100, but whatever. They're gorgeous. They're pink. I love them. I thought it was the journal I got, or I ordered. And the reason being that I was so excited is because I was going to start a new gratitude journal. If you are not or do not currently have a gratitude journal, my lovelies, definitely think about getting one. It could be something as simple as a notebook from the dollar store. It doesn't have to be anything fancy or made of leather or anything like that. But somewhere where you can have a space where you can just write down what you appreciate about your life. That's also how we manifest. We act grateful for things as if they've already happened, right? So it's definitely something to ponder and think about. I have one, and I would never encourage you guys to do something that I don't do. You know, I try to stay true to my word. So what I tell you guys to do and what I encourage you guys to do, I'm doing it myself. Yeah. So the card for everyone is going to be indulgence. Yes, it is. This card says you are worth every desire, every dream. Demand what is yours and demand what you need. You know, in the last few days, I seem to have a lot of lovelies that have needed readings that just included being told that they were worth it and that they deserve happiness. Sometimes that's not something that is so easy to remember, and that's completely understandable, but we have to get back on the horse. So if you need that reminder at home, I'm here, and guys, I do apologize for the dogs, but I'm here to just say you are worth it, right? Yeah. Definitely something that we need to remember, as I'm sure Allie is darting across the house to get the dogs. Guys, for those of you that do not know, Allie is my wife, and we have two lovely fur babies. Oh my gosh, we love them. They are kind of like an extension of our kids. They are, right? Who doesn't love dogs? Oh my gosh. So first up, we are going to have Arisha. Love, am I saying your name correctly? O'Shea, I'm so sorry, love.
Yeah, no problem.
I do apologize.
Love,
so, how are you
lovely
doing?
Lovely to be talking to you, Jean. Yeah, I'm
okay. Oh, lovely to talk to you too, my love.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm in Chicago right now.
Oh, I love it. I am a few states over. I'm in Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh,
this weather is absolutely crazy, isn't it? Yeah, love. One day it's warm, one day it's cold. I can't. I just can't. So what are we going to be reading on tonight?
Well, there's something I've been waiting on, and I've worked very hard, and I've been waiting on it, and I just, you know, I'm just like close to being heartbroken about it.
Oh, love. Let me pull some cards for you. I do feel as though things have stalled, if that makes sense, with the situation. The reason why I say that is because the first card was the Chariot and it fell reversed. And that definitely would refer to a stop in progress or a stop in movement. Would that make sense?
I didn't get you, Jean. What was the first line you said about the situation?
Yes, this is about the situation. The one that you were saying, I don't like being told details. I don't want to play feed the psychic. That's why it's not for me to be rude in any way, shape, or form. But I like to jump right to things because I don't want you to give away any details. I feel as though the reading kind of just weighs more, if you will, if I tell you about the situation versus vice versa, where like you're telling me every detail there is. And then I'm just sitting there going, uh-huh, yeah, okay, uh-huh, that's not a reading. So I prefer to tell you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. So I was just trying to understand what you said when
Absolutely.
You just started out.
In regards to the situation, no problem, love. In regards to the situation that you were speaking of before, I definitely feel as though there has been a complete stop in movement, in any kind of progress. Things have just kind of stalled. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
There is success ahead. Yeah, there is success ahead though, but it may not be in the way you expect.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I don't know. At the moment, it is stalled, like you said, mm-hmm. but I was just wondering if it's going to turn around and, you know, if I'm going to eventually feel good about it.
I feel as though you will. Reason being is the Sun card is all about a hardcore success. You know, I often call it the Ten of Cups on steroids. Reason being is the Ten of Cups refers to like happiness, contentment, joy. This even refers to financial relief. It can refer to even a love situation working out. There's a lot of fantastic things about the Sun where it just represents success. In many different areas, love, money, career, it doesn't really matter. It just signifies the situation working out. Do I feel as though you're going to continue to feel those hiccups? Yes. And what I mean by that is that waiting, where it's kind of like, oh, I was hoping for things to come along by now. And it's that prolonging of the situation. The third card was the Seven of Cups, and this is going to refer to like cycles, things happening over and over. So definitely that waiting even coming into play. Your next card was the Ten of Cups, which is the one I said before in regards to the Sun. Remember I said the Ten of Cups on steroids? You received the Ten of Cups too. Yes. So that's definitely a good thing. That would refer to a success. If I look at the cards as a yes or no question, they're hands down definitely going to come back as a yes, that the situation will come full circle. So it is going to work out, maybe not the exact way you are suspecting, but it is mm-hmm. going to work out. Now's the time for action. So anything that you have control over or that you can change, I would definitely invest your time, energy, and intention on tweaking those things. Like I said, that final card was the Four of Swords, and it fell reversed. That's going to be a card of action instead of a card of waiting or even a card of rest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So because this whole thing also involves relocation, you know? If this thing works out, it involves a relocation, and they have to give me accommodation.
Yeah.
And that's the important part of it where it's stuck.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where, with the accommodations, because remember, this card can even refer to moving. So it can refer to a moving truck. So even with that, It could refer to, like I said, moving that stop in that progress because it did fall reversed. They might not have it in regards to the accommodations lined up. Does it involve paperwork by chance?
Yeah, some basic paperwork.
Yeah, like I feel like documents are either not in or they're waiting on them. But there's something with documents that is being hung up.
Okay. They haven't yet reached the paperwork point yet, actually. You know, that would be something, possibly in the future, once they've taken a decision. You know, right now we're just waiting on the decision. And so basically you're saying, Jean, that it will be, it will culminate in a fulfilling situation, something that I'll feel good about?
Yes. Just pick and choose your battles in the interim. Don't worry about it. Like I said, and especially since the paperwork isn't in yet, that would make sense with there not being that documentation there quite yet. That would make sense. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I feel like they don't have everything aligned yet.
Right. So is there a time frame that comes up?
With this many cards, I'm hesitant to give one. That definitely would be a larger reading. But I would say at least another 6 months, just from these.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be anything immediate. Yeah, it's not going to be anything immediate. So just take a deep breath and be prepared to sort of wait.
Okay.
It'll work out in your favor, though. No problem, my love. It was wonderful to read for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jean. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Oh, love. Take care. Bye-bye, love. Oh, how fantastic. That is awesome. And like I said, accommodations will be made. It's just a matter of the proper things and avenues being met. Definitely with the paperwork not being in yet, that definitely does make sense, right? Oh, gosh. But I'm happy to say I do feel as though things will work out. Up next is Yana. Hello, love. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, love. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
What would you like to be read on tonight?
I just want to know about my relationship.
Okay. Well, love, you got it. Ooh, got a leap card. A leap card is going to be a card that jumps from the deck as the reader is shuffling. It doesn't necessarily mean anything negative, but I don't want you to assume that. The leap card you received was the Devil. Is there any sort of like, in the first word that comes to mind is like manipulation? Is that going on in the relationship?
Yeah.
Oh, love. Why do I feel like you need to hear from someone, like a third party, that it's okay to let them go? They're not going to change, love.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Honey. You okay?
So he's not going to change?
No. Unfortunately, I wish I had better news. One of the cards you received was the Seven of Cups. And this is a card that is going to refer to cycles as well as patterns. If anything, Yana, I feel like things would continue to get worse. And I don't say that lightly. I do not say that lightly.
Yeah.
You know, when I read on anything, of course, I bring my A game. But when situations that are relationships and that are possibly toxic, borderline abusive, I take that extremely seriously. Reason being is I'm a survivor of domestic violence, and I find it to be very important to advocate for other people. So as a reader, you're never going to hear, "Oh, stay with him. Oh, it's going to work." No. And especially receiving the cards you did. The first card, like I said, was the Devil. And that card is going to refer to even an abuse of power. So him even taking advantage of the power exchange within the relationship. being manipulative, possibly even narcissistic, but even talking down, like condescending. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Love, my advice would definitely be to cut ties. It would. And I don't mean to be so blunt, but why waste any more time?
Yeah.
I don't feel as though the situation is going to have success because the first card was the King and it fell reversed. It was the King of Wands. I know it's not the King of Cups. I'm kind of glad it wasn't the King of Cups. For me, that's an ick card. But the King of Wands, that definitely is going to refer to a lack of success in an area of passion, even an area of relationship. The next card is the World. You have so many things ahead of you. Don't sell yourself short by settling. And I feel like by staying in this relationship, you definitely are doing exactly that. You deserve everything that you want. You deserve everything that you desire. And I feel like by staying, it's cutting you short. You're not able to move forward in the ways that you are meant to.
Has he been unfaithful the whole time?
I didn't get the Three of Cups. That would be my love triangle card. I will pull one more card. I got the King of Pentacles. I wouldn't say, you know, I don't feel as though it's been going on like the entire relationship. I wouldn't say for certain he has been physical with another woman. Has he been acting inappropriate? Yes, hands down.
What about with another man?
I mean, that could be possible as well. He did get the Devil reversed. So that could refer to either way. As well as the Two of Cups fell reversed. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, love.
Does my future look good without him?
Your future is, you got the World, love. Donna, you got the World. The World is all about opportunity. It's all about things that are ahead of you. That's why I said, don't waste it with him. And I know I feel bad because I don't mean to degrade him. I'm sure you love him. I'm sure you do. I'm sure there are feelings there. But love, as a reader, I can't in good conscience sit here and be like, oh no, stay. No. Mm-mm. I feel like it's almost a game to him. But it's not anything he can help. He's not doing it out of like, you know, to be cruel. He's doing it because he just can't help it. And honestly, while that's not an excuse, Ever to cheat, I'm sorry, it's not. You can control yourself. You can. I feel like for him, there is a compulsion. It's not just an impulse, it's a compulsion. I wouldn't be surprised if he suffers from issues with other areas, albeit like, you know, whatever it may be. But he's not exactly on his A-game.
It's more like an addiction to him.
Yeah. He's struggling. He's struggling a lot. And he's just looking for love in all the wrong places. That's ultimately what it boils down to. But as for you,
my best friend had a baby at the same time as me. Is the baby his?
For the best friend?
Yeah.
For that? I would definitely recommend, for that question, I would recommend you contacting me. Not trying to do that to you, but I would recommend you contacting me for that.
I recommend you.
So if you would like to do that as a private read, we absolutely can. There is more info. Their site is listed below. It is on Facebook. You can go to my page. It also has my link tree. So you can find other ways to contact me, but I definitely would suggest an in-depth reading because just more questions are going to keep popping up. And for each individual question, I have to shuffle the deck again. So I would recommend booking an in-depth session. That way you can get everything answered. Yeah. There's too many what-ifs. Does that make sense? There's too many question marks. And it's not just in regards to the best friend. I feel like there's other people too that you're kind of wondering. They might not have had children, but you kind of get a certain energy or air when you're around them, or even feeling like you kind of know something has either happened.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
Yes, love. Y'all not, like I said, I am not trying to be like, oh no, you got to book a full. I'm not trying to do that to you, love. It's just a matter of, in terms of readings, I know my limit. And I know in regards to questions like that, hands down, in-depth reading. You know, it just would be the best for you. You know, it would.
Is there anything else that I should know?
Not really. I mean, definitely, you know, start planning your exit. I don't feel like you're in danger or anything like that. But I do feel as though you would be in for a life, I do feel as though you would be in for a life of heartache and a disappointment. The only thing that's going to break is your heart. Yeah. That's it. If that's not already done.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know? So I think that makes it more difficult, if that makes sense. Because it's like...
Yeah, we just had a baby.
Yeah. And having a child together, I mean, that's not exactly the easiest thing, but you got to do what you got to do for you and also for your child. You want them to have an example of a mom who is a queen, who is going to demand respect, who is going to, you know, stand tall and stand proud and do what she needs to do, not only for herself, but also for her child. That's the example you want to set. You don't ever want to show your kid you settling, ever. You know, that, oh, it's better when they're old. No, it's not. No, it's not. Mm-mm.
Yeah. You know,
just get out of it. Yeah, do it for you. Why be miserable? And why wonder? Every time a woman or a man...
I don't understand why, you know, I just don't understand why he would do that to me when I've given him, you know, everything but more love, you know?
Love, it's nothing you did. And I need you to understand that. It's nothing you did. You didn't do anything wrong. This is a him problem. All the way. It's a him problem. It's not a you problem. It becomes a you problem because it affects your life. But it's nothing you did wrong, baby doll. Nothing.
Yeah.
Can I light candles for you tonight?
Yes, please.
Okay. I will. I definitely will. And then, like I said, if you want to reach out to me and contact me, you're more than welcome to. And you don't even have to do it in regards to getting a reading. If you just want like a friend or someone to vent to, reach out to me. I'm here.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, love. Like I said, do it for you. If for no other reason, do it for yourself. You deserve to be treasured. You deserve to be respected. You deserve a life that you love. And not for nothing, you're not loving this life. Waking up and you're hating it and you're looking at him and you just, this isn't a life.
No.
Start planning your exit. Start planning it. Like I said, do it for you.
I think I've already got it planned. I think I already knew all this. I just needed to hear it, like you said, from someone else, you know?
Yeah. Please reach out to me. I would love to keep in touch, especially after you leave. I want that update, Yuana. I want that update. I want that update of JJ. I am settled in my new place with my child, and I'm living my best life. Mark my words.
I'm messaging you.
Yeah. I think he's going to leave the one you're at. I think he will leave. But I think eventually you'll get tired of staying there because of the memories and you'll want a fresh start.
Yeah, I'm already applying for a new start.
Yeah.
I've already got another place.
Really? Yuana, I'm so proud of you, love. You got this. You totally got this.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome, love. Have a wonderful day. And take care. And please, again, reach out to me so we can keep in touch.
Will do.
All right, love. Take care.
Absolutely.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye. Oh, guys! Some heavy readings tonight. Oh, my goodness. What is the deal? Huh? We're going to blame the eclipse. That's what we're going to do, right? Before I go, guys, I only have a few minutes left. I did want to do a little surprise. And just say a shout out to Ida and Kristen and who else is watching. Yes, Crystal. Hello, love. Hello to everybody. Yes, guys, if you are commenting live now on the Facebook feed, hi, hello, my lovelies. I hope you guys are all doing well tonight. Thank you again for joining me for the 15th episode. I cannot believe it. Oh my gosh. Remember, this weekend's card was indulgence. So we got to do what we need to do for us. We do. Guys, remember you can reach out to me for private sessions. I offer both tarot as well as evidential mediumship. I did also make a link tree. Your girl is moving up. Oh my gosh. I know I'm getting over. I don't want to quite call it my fear of tech. I'm just not quite savvy with it. I'm not. I'm a tarot chick, guys. Come on. My thing is cards. It's not computers. It's not. So, yes. And hello, of course, to my beautiful baby, Allie. I love you. Yes, baby, we did it. 15 weeks. Oh my gosh. But I just wanted to give a shout out to all of my Stiggies. Yes, my Stiggies. Guys, if you are on TikTok, please follow me at Mrs_Stiggy, STIGGI. We are having an absolute blast over there. Normally, I would say follow me at Tarot by Gmos, but apparently Mrs. Stiggy, that's where it's at, right? I know we are building our whole platform over there. I've been giving readings. It's been phenomenal. Spirit has definitely been with us. It's been an amazing week. It really has. You know, just I've been so blessed to be able to give these messages. You guys, thank you all for joining me tonight. Remember, at the bottom of your screen is a way to contact me. So definitely reach out to your girl. I would love to hear from you, regardless as to whatever you would like to book. I'm here and we can definitely discuss your needs. Guys, have a wonderful weekend. Take care, be blessed, and stay in the present. Okay? Don't get too caught up in things. All right? I love you all. Be blessed.